I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the open to the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. May God bless you. Amen. John 3:16, good to have every one of you in the house of the Lord. Hope that you have a very godly, merry Christmas. Amen. And that Merry Christmas live in your heart all year long, should God tarry, and we keep us here. Amen. John 3:16, the Word of God says, "For God so loved the world." And you can't define that word "so," it's undefinable. "That He gave His only begotten Son." The definition is here, but there's no definition for how great that is. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. "For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." Hallelujah. Amen. Do our best to try to stay on. Amen. As the Lord leads us this morning. Amen. I appreciate the Lord. I do love. Amen. This time of year. Amen. If we look at a lot of so-called science, and amen, I got a right to call it that because the Apostle Paul, amen, said oppositions of science and falsely so-called. Amen. What the Apostle Paul was talking about was people calling things science that are not science. Amen. True science. This is taken from the words of a man that I think was probably pretty smart. He invented calculus and one of the first reflecting telescope. And amen. His name was Isaac Newton. Amen. All true. Amen. All science. He said all true science. Amen. Backs up this book right here. Amen. So when the dust settles, amen, and things clear up. Amen. Because man has made it muddy. Amen. He done that intentionally because he's following his leader called Lucifer. Amen. Lucifer likes things to be distorted, likes things to be confusing. Amen. But God said He's not the author of confusion. Amen. He's the author of simplicity. Amen. The Word of God, Paul writing to the church, I believe it, Corinth, said, "Don't let any man move you," or maybe it was the church at Colossae, "don't let any man move you from the simplicity that is in Christ." Amen. How simple is it, Brother Joe? It's so simple that a fool or a wayfaring man would not err therein. That's how simple it is. Amen. I thank God for a simple, amen, straightforward Christianity. Amen. I realize that, I heard this fellow today, "Oh, you don't need to bring religion into none of your decisions." I said, "Oh, no, we need to bring Jesus into all of our decisions." Hello? Somebody better wake up and smell the coffee. Amen. There isn't going to be an eternity. Amen. Men can deny it at their own peril, but there is going to be an eternity. Why do you believe that, Brother Joe? Because of everything that I see and what this book says, primarily. Amen. And I see a lot of things that back that up. I see things that back up that there is a wise God that created this world. Amen. I see human beings that nobody can explain, and nobody knows the fullness of why they do what they do and how they operate and how even the body functions. Amen. We're living in a world that science has been turned into a very cruel thing in the last couple of years. And as a matter of fact, it's been in the works longer than that. Amen. If you listen to people that's been investigating this business for a while, like Mr. Kennedy, amen, they've been practicing stages of this since 1998, 1999. Been running, amen, come on, what are they trying to do, Brother Joe? They're trying to bring about that one world system. Amen, they're trying to dominate the world. And come on, and listen, we've come to an age when men are weak. Hello? They no longer use their faculties, to properly observe. And a lot of times, why is it weak, Brother Joe? Why is it confusing? Because men have denied God. Amen. They have destroyed the foundation upon which knowledge is built, and therefore their knowledge has been turned into wormwood. Amen. What is the Bible? That's what your Bible says. What's wormwood? It's a deadly poison. Amen. Look at what most science is used for today. Amen. Destruction and dying. Amen. Brother Joe, well, what about cures for this and that and the other? I said, for the most part, we hadn't had very many cures for anything developed in many, many years. Amen. Why? We got too many people making too much money off of the diseases. Hello? Amen. Come on, you Brother Joe's got Bible for that too. The love of money is the root of all evil. Take a notice. Amen. I just read an article. We're going to get the message in just a second. Just read an article. Amen. The NIA, whatever their name is, that Mr. Fauci is the head of, and there's a man that I'm telling you should be in jail. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Trying to get rid of Johnson & Johnson. Amen. Shot. You know why? Because Johnson, they don't have a patent on that one. They can't make no money on it. Oh, yes, everything's tied to the dollar. Hello? Amen. It's Christmas, Brother Joe. Amen. We might as well talk about a little merchandising while we're at it. Amen. Because that's what a lot of Christmas has been brought to. Amen. But I'm telling you, Christmas is not about merchandising. Amen. It's about a man named Jesus. Amen. Because God the Father loved humanity so much that He sent the most precious thing that heaven had. Amen. To come and be born on earth, not as a rich kid. Amen. Not dressed in the finery of kids. Amen. But born in a stable of all places. Amen. Come on. I can tell you when somebody says, oh, Lord, you just don't know what I've been through. Amen. I can tell you He's been through it all. Amen. Was you born in a stable? Amen. Was you laying in a cow trough? Amen. Come on. I can tell you He was. Amen. So He's been from the bottom. Amen. He came from the top high as you can go. He came from heaven's greatness. Amen. From heaven's throne. Amen. And came down, was born, amen, in a cow stall and laid in a cow trough, amen, for a baby bed. Amen. So nobody can't say that Jesus has not, amen, suffered at all points yet without sin. He's been through everything. Amen. Before He arrives at Calvary, amen, He will have carried the weight of every disease, amen, known to man. He had borne it in His own self. Why? He became sin. Amen. He had to bear the burden and the cost of sin in His own body on the tree. Amen. Well, I know it's not Easter yet. Amen. But I can tell you Christmas is the beginning of Easter. You hear me? Amen. Without Christmas, without Him coming, there could have been no Easter. There'd been no resurrection. There'd been no deliverance. There'd be no remedy. Amen. I feel like having church this morning. Amen. I want us to see in Matthew chapter 1, we see some lineages that are stated there. Amen. In that statement going back, amen, through time, we find that four women are mentioned. Amen. Two of them are Jews. And two of them are Gentiles. Isn't that amazing? Amen. What do you mean, Brother Joe? Jesus didn't come just for the Jewish people. He came for whosoever will. Amen. Let them come and drink of the water of life freely. Amen. We find two Gentile women. Amen. That's according to religious theory, should never have been in the lineage of Christ, but they're there. Amen to God. Amen. Ruth. Amen. We find in the lineage of Christ. She's a Moabitess. Hello. Amen. My. And we find a little lady who is the Madam of Jericho named Rahab. Amen. We find her name listed in there. My goodness. Amen. I'm telling you what does that mean, Brother Joe? It means that He came to die for every one of us. Amen. Hallelujah. The greatest gift known to man. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. The Word of God tells us that God is love. Not that God contains love. He is love. That is His very being. That's who He is. Amen. Well, Brother Joel, if God is love, amen, how can people be put into torment? Amen. God hasn't put them there. Amen. God just made that place for the devil and the angels that followed Him. Amen. Come on, that knew better because they were in heaven and saw God, sat with God. Amen. And rebelled against God. Amen. Come on with Brother Joel. Amen. God made heaven for mankind. Come on. Now, listen at me. Amen. Where men rise in hell, they're going to get there because they have stepped over the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. And they have refused the free gift of God. Amen. And therefore, the only thing that is left for them, amen, is judgment. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, man cannot stand the judgment. Amen. If we listen, the Word of God says, if we refuse that, the only thing that we have to look for, amen, is that a great dying and a judgment and fiery indignation against those people who have rebelled against God. Amen. So, I don't want to be rebelled against God. I want to embrace the love of God. I want to embrace the Spirit of God. I want to embrace the life of God. I want God's life. I want His love. I want His Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. So, amen. What are you preaching, Brother Joe? Amen. Christmas, for God so loved the world. Amen. Aren't you glad God loves you? Amen. You know, the devil will come and tell you, oh, God don't care nothing about you. Well, if you believe that, then I got a few things I can say to you to try to turn you from that. Amen. Every time that he comes to me, I've been a minister for years. He still comes and says, God don't care nothing about you. Boy, what did the Word of God say? He's a liar from the beginning. Amen. And the truth is not in him. Amen. But I read in my Bible, amen, where Jesus said, amen, how he said, there's not a sparrow that falleth to the ground that your heavenly Father does not know about. Amen. But he didn't stop there talking about the sparrows. He went on and said, but how much more are ye than many sparrows? I know in this upside down crazy world that we live in, the sparrow might hold more, amen, and might hold more value than you do. Amen. I found where little bitty fish, you can't hardly see, hold more value than human beings. Come on. I find where snail daughters and, amen, and little crazy looking rats, amen, hold more value than human beings and what they possess. Come on, Brother Joe. We're living in a confusing world. Amen. But I can tell you with God, how much more ye than many sparrows. Amen. And then Jesus went on down and he nailed it down, even drove that nail down below the surface and said, for even the very hairs of your head are numbered. Amen. Oh, you mean to tell me, amen, I read that scripture in the book of Psalms where, amen, the psalmist writes and says, when I behold, amen, the moon and the stars and all of that heavenly glory, who art thou? Oh, man, that God is mindful of thee. Yet I walk out there and those millions of stars that, amen, that God had spoke to Abraham about many years ago, amen, when he's talking about his posterity, amen, by the way, he wasn't talking just about Abraham's natural, he's talking about his spiritual posterity. Amen. But he's if you believe in Christ, walk with Him and obey Him, you are a spiritual son of Abraham. Amen. Or a daughter of Abraham. Come on with Brother Joe. So look up there and count them stars. Amen. I can tell you can't even begin to get started. Amen. I dare say, man, we still hadn't cataloged. Been at it for years and they huge amounts of stars get uncataloged. Amen. That's how much your descendants are going to be. Listen, we find a place in the Word of God later on that said, I saw Him coming back. Amen. The Word of God says He's going to, amen, going to be a multitude that no man could number. My, my, my. You mean to tell me, Brother Joe, yes, that little baby, amen, that came born in that stable laid in that manger on Christmas morning, amen, going to make such a difference. Listen here. Amen. The Word, amen, history says that he never traveled more than 80 miles from his homeland, home place. Amen. He never had great wealth in this world. He never had rough shoulders with a hoi polloi. Amen. Yet, He has brought about more change to this world, amen, than all of the so-called famous, wonderful people that gets wrote about all over the place, amen. And I got a great announcement that's coming. He is soon, and very soon, to make an even greater impact. I said He's going to make a greater impact. Amen. Amen. Men may not know Him. Amen. But they should. Amen. And it's not because they can't. It's because they won't. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I can tell you, he said, if you come to me with broken heart and contrite spirit, amen, I will in no wise cast that person out. Amen. Listen, amen. I can tell you the best thing you can do in your life is have a good old-fashioned, up-to-date experience, amen, with Jesus. Amen. And know that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. Ain't nothing more important than that. Amen. Ain't nothing sweeter, amen, than walking with God. Amen. Ain't nothing more wonderful than having that relationship with Him. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I remember in a Christmas play, amen, the lines. Oh, I've been longing to hold have you in my heart. My God. Amen. I can tell you, having Jesus in your heart, there ain't nothing like it in all this world. Amen. When everything else has failed, when everything else has crumbled, amen, He's still there. He's still real. Woo! Amen. I'll never leave you nor forsake you are His words to you and I. Amen. I want to just, amen, look at it. I want to just go through time for a second. God keeps His Word. Amen. I know that some people say, oh, this thing's just happened. Amen. While I was mentioning a while ago, amen, the great scientist. Amen. That great scientist had a young man, amen, come into his class, and oh, he was. He said, I just believe that you know, the creation, it just happened. Amen. You know, they were trying to pass around, I guess, the Big Bang Theory way back then. Amen. Bang, it happened. I said, yeah, God spoke. Bang, it happened. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what your Bible says right there. The Big Bang Theory is written in the book of Genesis. The real one. Amen. God, the word. Amen. The boy, listen, darkness on the face of the deep. And He said, earth was void without form, darkness on the face of the deep. And what happened? And God said, let there be light. And the Spirit of God moved up on the face of the waters. And there was light. My God, the Spirit moved. God, the Word spake. Amen. From the plan and the will of God, the Spirit of God moved. And bang, it happened. Amen. People say, oh, I don't believe none of that stuff, Brother Joe. Amen. One of these days, there's going to be another bang. Hello? My Bible says, in the book of Hebrews, there's going to come a time when He's going to roll this scroll shut. Come on. And He's going to open up another one. Amen. Oh, and the worlds that are now are going to be no more. And ask that little black lady, he's trying to confuse her. Amen. He said to heaven, he said, you're going to burn up the heavens and the earth. I said, where are you going to be, ma'am? She said, I'm going to be standing on the Word. She said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my Word shall abide forever. Amen. He is going to create a whole new world. Amen. There's coming to come down a new Jerusalem out of God. Amen. That new Jerusalem has never been tainted. It has never been tarnished. Amen. He's going to make a whole brand new earth, going to burn the present earth and heavens up. Amen. Come on with fire and quench. I'm telling you, it's going to burn everything. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Amen. I was getting ready for a funeral many years ago. This little Jehovah Witness come by. Amen. And said, how can we save the earth? She asked my wife. My wife comes, amen, into me. I was getting ready and getting dressed. She said, where's that passage? I said, open up the book. Amen. Read Peter and read it to her. Amen. Oh, listen. Amen. And she said, God's going to burn this thing up, make Him a new one. Our eyes got big. Amen. Come on. He's going to do just that. Why? He ain't going to have no sin-tarnished world. Amen. He ain't going to make His children live in no sin-tarnished world. Amen. He's going to wipe it out, make Him a new one where there has never been no sin, no remembrance of sin. Amen. Heaven's going to be totally, amen, done away and rebuilt. Come on with Brother Joe. I said He's going to have a brand new heaven and a brand new earth. That's what your Bible says. Amen. I'm looking forward to that. People can say, oh, I won't believe none of that stuff. Amen. Well, you'll have your place to stay, but it won't be habitable. It won't be hospitable. Woo! I want to be where there's milk and honey flowing, where there's peace and joy. I done had enough of, amen, we got enough of strife and whatever else there is in this world that we're living in. I don't know why anybody wants to hold on to it. Amen. God ain't going to hold on to it. Amen. So in the book of Genesis, amen, man sinned in the garden. God had made everything just right. He said, how you know it's just right? Because He said God looked at it and said it was good. If God says it's good, it's just right. Man may say it's good, that don't mean it's just right. But if God says it's good, amen, it's just right. Amen. But man and Lucifer, amen, combined together, amen, in the garden to sin against God. Isn't it amazing? God gave man one, and it's a simple little thing. You can eat anything in this garden you can eat that you want except that one tree. Just one. But that tree, if you eat of that tree, the day and the hour that you eat of that tree, amen, you're going to surely die. Well, amen, along comes Lucifer. Amen, I thought she was preaching on Christmas. I am. We're getting there. Amen, we headed there. Listen, amen. Oh, amen. Now, Brother Joe can't help but believe that somebody standing there looking at that tree, it's kind of hard to be tempted with something that you're not standing there. You're already tempting yourself. That's why the Bible says don't tempt yourself. Don't put yourself in the place where you are liable to succumb to temptation. Hello, because all you're doing is helping Lucifer with his job. Amen. If you and I do that, then we give it, we're doing the first step. You know, I believe you may. He'll come along with the second one. I'll assure you that he will. Amen. But she said, God said. Amen. And the devil, what does he come? He comes with a question mark. Amen. He always questions the Word of God. I've always been real leery of people who are, amen. I believe we ought to search the Scriptures, but when we go to questioning the Scriptures, there's a whole different world. Amen. Listen, God didn't say for me to question this book, he said for me to believe this book. Amen. I believe the Word of God. I've never found anything that God said that is wrong. Amen. I've made mistakes, but the Word of God hasn't made mistakes. Yes, man. Brother Joe, man printed that. Yes, I know. Amen. But if you don't think that God is big enough to have men print His Word, amen, then He's probably not big enough to make a heaven. He's probably not big enough to save anybody. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Listen, we got to be for real here. Amen. It's Christmas time. Amen. I can tell you God's big enough to take care, amen, of His business. Amen. The problem that God has, amen, is mankind can't do the simple things that God has given them to do. Amen. What happened to Adam, Brother Joe? Amen. Within his own self and Adam and Eve, they crumbled in the Garden of Eden. They succumbed to the temptation of the devil. Come on. God's got to make another plan here. Scratch that one. Amen. Whole of that Old Testament, it shows us the weakness of the flesh. What does that mean? That man cannot live, amen, the will of God within his own flesh. Amen. What did that mean, Brother Joe? Mean what God told Adam and Eve and the devil when He lined them up in the book of Genesis, that there's going to come a righteous seed. There's going to come someone that is going to deliver man and give him ability to obey God and to walk in the Spirit. Amen. Going to birth him not from below, but birth him in the Spirit from above. Come on, Brother Joe. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. God had, amen, not that God was wrong. God, that first testament simply shows and gives us the knowledge that man cannot live the Christian experience in the flesh. Amen. I'm practicing Christianity. You practice Judaism or Christianity. But if God don't live in you and God doesn't live by His Spirit, we are failures from the get-go. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Oh, Brother, I don't believe none of that baloney about God giving you victory over sin. Amen. Listen, He never said it just in that sense. By faith, amen, through obedience to God, I have the victory over sin. The Word of God didn't say when you sin. In the New Testament, said if you sin, Brother Joe, right, why I use a different word, amen. If, amen. In other words, sin should not be the main thing. It should be an abstract, or it should be, amen, not the norm. It should be that which is the difference. Hello, what do you mean, Brother Joe? It means that we ought to follow Christ. Amen. If I'll obey God. Listen, Romans chapter 8, verse number 1. Amen. Listen. Amen. He made it very clear in this statement. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh. Amen. This is pointing back to the first part, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Amen. Come on, I'm going somewhere in a moment. Amen. Why, Brother Joe? Because God sent His Son. Amen. Thou shalt call His name Emmanuel. God with us. God in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. He came to give us hope. Amen. I want to move along quickly. Amen. God said, I'm going to bring by the seed of that woman. Amen. There's going to be one birth who is going to bruise the head of the serpent. Amen. And He's going to bruise His heel. Amen. What do you mean? I preached a message many years ago. Amen. Christmas, the bruising of the serpent's head. Amen. I can tell you there's only one way to defeat the devil, and that's through Christ Jesus. Amen. But by Christ, listen to what the Apostle Paul said. Amen. A God who always giveth us the victory. Amen. By Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Through Him. Amen. He gives us the victory over the devil. I can bruise the head of that serpent if I obey God. Amen. That's up to me, though, is it not? I know, amen, I once saved, always saved, brother, in there. They want to say, I have no choice in the matter. Amen. Well, amen, all I can tell them is God's going, they're going to be an awful lot of degenerate folks arrive in heaven in that case. Amen. Listen, Brother Joe ain't going to believe that, because I can tell you God ain't going to have nobody up there with pickaxes chopping up the gold streets. Amen. He's going to have nobody up there. They ain't going to have to break up family squabbles. Amen. They ain't, come on with me. Amen. They ain't going to have no taverns. Amen. Come on with me. Going to be a pure and holy place. Why? Because everybody that arrives there wants to be there, and they love Jesus more. They listen. Read the description of those folks that he's coming after. They have washed their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. They have loved their life unto the death. Oh, what kind of people is that? It's not the lot of the people that you're here saying is going to heaven today. Amen. Come on. Well, Brother Joe, can I be? Yes. Amen. It's a choice. Amen. I must choose. Let me hurry. I'm going to get somewhere. Got to close in just a few minutes. Amen. After the Lord told, amen, the devil what he's going to do to his face. Amen. A long time comes to pass. Amen. Some 4,000 years would pass before the promised Redeemer arrives. Amen. God looked over His Word to perform it. Amen. To keep it. Amen. 1,656 years later, amen, God found a man named Noah. Amen. Who found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and it got down to 8 people. The only thing left in all of the world, amen, was 8 folks. What animals was left on that ark? That's it. Amen. But you believe in the ark? Yes, I do. Amen. I believe that there were dinosaurs, and I believe that the Bible records in the book of Job. Job is a book that come through the flood. It was a pre-diluvian. Job lived before the flood. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. We could get into a lot of things there, but amen. There's some things that, amen, must bear out. Amen. So God's looking over it. Amen. He's watching. I mean, it got narrow. When it gets down to 8 people, I'm telling you, it's getting down to the nitty-gritty. Hello? Amen. 423 years later, 1921 B.C., God would find Abram in Ur of the Chaldees, and Abram would respond in obedience unto God. God's getting this man in the earth. Amen. Come on, why are you talking about Abraham, Brother Joe? Because out of Abraham is going to come Isaac, and out of Isaac shall thy seed be called. Woo, God's working on something. I love it when God works, and I love how God works. Amen. Amen. Listen, God, man talks about how wonderful it is, but most of the time he ain't going to live past 70 years. If he does live to be, a few folks live to be 100, maybe a few over 100 in the day that we're living in. Amen. But then he expires. He can't watch anything more than a few years. By the time he's right that old age, he ain't got the patience or the will, amen, or the ability much to watch it unless God's living in his heart. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. But I have a God. Amen. That eons and eons pass. Come on. But he's still watching. Amen. Not only is God able to make a prediction, amen, he said, I can guarantee it. Why? Because I'm going to be right there. Amen. And I'm going to make sure it happens. Oh, he hastens to perform his word. Amen. We have, amen, the writer in the, amen, is said in the New Testament. Amen. We hope that you take heed. Amen. That we have a more sure word of prophecy. Amen. And you need to take heed to it until the day star arises, and the day star arises in your heart. Amen. Why is it a more sure word of prophecy, Brother Joe? Because the same one that prophesied it, amen, is going to see to it that it gets done. Amen. Oh, you hear me? This morning. We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you, is our prayer.